We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big Bad Morning Show. You know, for weeks now, we've been telling our stories of being visitors and now a resident of Baltimore City. Me and my situation last Saturday, encountering two men asking me for money in a very aggressive manner.
Well, you
had to be aggressive
that was
back.
A robbery.
Exactly.
Yours was a robbery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You and the squeegee kids.
Yeah, kicking my car.
And the squeegee kids.
Spraying my car.
And with us telling our stories, it caused other people to call in and tell their stories as well. And that got the attention of the mayor's office. So joining us right now, Mayor of Baltimore City, Catherine Pugh. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, I'm sure either you heard or heard of the stories that we and other listeners have been telling about Baltimore City and our concern about our safety when visiting the city, and Ed now living in the city, and I'm sure it got your attention.
No, what got my attention was the fact that someone said that I killed a three-man task force to end the squeegee kids on the corner, which was absolutely not true. In fact, we've added 20 additional police officers because I said squeegee kids on the corner of our streets who are violating people should not be there and should be arrested. We've also added additional cameras down there, and we've added mounted police down there. The Marine police also patrol that area, and we now have folks every single day because this is not tolerated and will not be tolerated. And so anyone who thinks that I want to tolerate something like that is absolutely not telling the truth, because no one should be attacked on our streets of our city. You know, there are several people on the corners, you know, people selling newspapers. But what won't happen with a person selling a newspaper is they won't throw a newspaper at you. And if somebody's on the corner selling the bean pie, they're not going to smash it against your window. But once you touch somebody's car without their permission, you have committed a crime. And so we have pictures, we have arrested folks, and we're arresting people who think it is their right to stand on the corner and violate people's public trust.
Well, Catherine, I drive downtown every day, several times a day, did it twice yesterday. I was accosted on Guilford on the way down. Then I got to President and Pratt. There was a bunch there. They were down by the movie theater on President Street. I don't know how many people in this task force or with this unit, but I see a ton of them out there.
20. And you should invite the commissioner on so he can tell you how important this is to me and how I've asked them to deploy directly on those corners and why they're stationed on those corners, because I said so. You know, I am not the commissioner. I'm not the deputy of patrol. But I have said these corners must be cleared because we don't want folks being attacked. We have to protect not just every other part of our city, but we have to protect our downtown businesses. I am committed to doing that. We're also working with the Downtown Partnership. So for anyone to say that I would kill any kind of task force is not true.
And Mayor, maybe you haven't killed the task force, but I'll tell you this.
I haven't killed the task force, and I've increased policing down there.
But
we will increase it more.
We don't feel the increase. We don't feel the increase, though. Or see the increase. I'm telling you.
Again, you should bring the commissioner on as well, and we have a new commissioner coming. I've asked for patrols on those streets, and they've been there, and they will be there, and they're continuing to increase. We just added the mounted police to this particular task force as well, and the Marine police to this task force as well.
So when will the new commissioner be here?
The commissioner will be here on January 18th, but his hearings will start, I think, probably the week after. He's going to be visiting every single police district, meeting with the communities, having conversations with them, and meeting with everyone in Baltimore, because this is an important appointment.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Baltimore City Mayor Catherine Pugh. Mayor Pugh, we've had several, I would say at this point over the months we've been talking about this, hundreds of listeners call in to express their concern with safety. You have their ears right now. What would you tell them about their concern about being safe when traveling in Baltimore City?
Well, let me just say there's nothing more important than protecting the citizens, the visitors, the community folks, the people who want to be in our city, the businesses. You know that a great deal of our income comes from the hospitality industry in Baltimore. Our restaurants are important to us. Our businesses are important to us. The folks who are not just living in Baltimore, but the people who are working in our city, visiting our city. We are increasing our police force. Let me just say this to you all. Before I became mayor, we lost 545 police officers because nobody was paying attention to the attrition rate. You can't freeze the hiring of police officers and think that you're going to have enough people on patrol. I've already said to this police department, you are outside of the average number of people who should be patrolling. And in the nation, the average on patrol is 60%, and we were down way below that. And I have said to them, in fact, we've increased our recruitment. You know, we used to get 50 applications a month. We're getting 60 to 70 applications a week because I put the applications online, because the technology platform sucks and has sucked for years in the Baltimore Police Department. But we're correcting those things. And I can tell you, when Commissioner Harrison comes on board, who understands the consent decree, knows what the averages should be, will be working with this police department, you will see the change. But I can guarantee you on President Street and downtown Baltimore, you will see the increased patrols because we've already asked for them, and we're working with the downtown partnership, the mounted police, and the Marine Police, and the additional 20 police officers that would be working in that area.
Listen, Ms. Mayor, you know this. A lot of people from the outside look at this as the most dangerous city in America, and some of the stats support that. Are there occasions
Let me also say this. You know, I know that you read where homicides have gone up to 309. Well, homicides went down to 296. We picked up 13 murders from the previous year, so we are trending downward. And
but that's every year, Madam Mayor. That's every year. That's the way the murder rate works.
Let me just say this. One murder in the city is one murder too many, and that's why we've got to get this right, and we're focused on getting it right.
Especially based on your population compared to the major cities, but are there occasions where maybe you or the new police commissioner might go downtown in an unmarked car and see what life is like for the rest of us?
Well, how about I just walk the streets of downtown? How about I'm also on the corners as well?
But you're recognizable.
Excuse me?
You're recognizable with bodyguards.
No, I'm not recognizable when I walk to the corners. I don't have to have bodyguards when I walk my streets of my city.
You walk alone the streets of your city.
I have walked alone the streets of my city. They may ride around with me. I'm not afraid to walk Baltimore City. I don't want anybody to be afraid, and that's why I go on the streets of our city.
Well, I'm sure you do because you're the mayor, but I'm telling you, we just had people in studio last week who don't live in the city and say they refuse to go to downtown restaurants now because they feel unsafe.
Well, we want them to go to downtown restaurants. That's why we're putting additional protection in the downtown area, as well as, you know, again, I think nobody knows better than you in terms of how many people you should have patrolling and what percentage of your department should be patrolling the city. For the past 7 years, we have lost more police officers than we've hired. I've focused on that. I've put the applications online. I'm increasing, you know, patrol in our city because we've got to get this right.
Yeah. I was out with about 10 officers the other night, and they were saying that it's gotten better. So I look forward to talking to the new commissioner because they said they were actually afraid to stop people because of, you know, the temperature in the city and what happened in the past and the consent decree. So the guys are carrying their guns again, was the word from the officers.
Here with Baltimore City Mayor Catherine Pugh.
There's too many illegal guns coming into our city. It's just too much. And that's why, you know, I set forth the law asking the council to make it illegal to carry illegal guns. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Mayor Pugh, I'm born and raised in Baltimore City. Baltimore City Public School. Was in Baltimore City almost my entire life before I moved south and came back. I have an 18-year-old daughter, 20-year-old son. I refuse to let them go down to Baltimore City, in the heart of the city, unless I'm with them, and sometimes I don't want them to go then. I hear what your plans are. I hear what you all have in place. I hear those things. I have no reason to believe that those things aren't true. However, the fact of the matter is, it's a very unsafe and uncomfortable situation. Last Saturday, I'm downtown Baltimore, and basically came to the point where someone wanted to take money from me before I hopped in an Uber. I mean, that's real. You know, with my wife, down there to eat, down there to go to the museum, to enjoy Baltimore City. And I had to ask myself on the way home this, Mayor, is entertainment in Baltimore City worth my safety? And the answer is no. And the answer is no.
I'm so sorry that incident happened to you. I am absolutely, and I apologize for that incident happening to you. But we have hundreds of thousands of people who come downtown, and we will protect them. And if you give us the name, if you, you know, we've got cameras, and we're putting more cameras. We're getting 100 additional new cameras in the city of Baltimore because we're going to make sure we protect our citizens. We don't want you having conversations about why it's not safe to be in our city. You know, there are other cities. New York was once one of the most dangerous places to be. Philadelphia was one of the most dangerous places to be. New Orleans was one of the most dangerous places to be. Those things can be turned around with commitment, focus, and that's what we're doing.
So did you refer to the Squeegee Boys as entrepreneurs? Because that's a perception.
What I said was, on the corners of our streets, and this is exactly what I said, are homeless people on the corners of our streets, or some people who are entrepreneurial in spirit. What I also said is that there are some knuckleheads on our corners that need to come off. I've said those things, and I know that by virtue of the fact that we went and took 61 young people off of the corners of our streets last year and put them in youth works programs, but then only to find out some people don't have their GED, and some of these folks are men, you know, who need to get jobs. And some people just need help, and some people just need to know that it is against the law to attack somebody's car, period. I don't care who you are.
Well, Mayor Pugh, we've been expressing opinions now for a couple of months on all of this. You have the floor. Anything you want to say to the listeners before we let you go?
We will protect our city. We will protect our businesses. We will increase our police force, and we will increase the protection of folks who are coming into our downtown areas, into our neighborhoods, into our communities, moving into our city. We've got more millennials moving into the city. We're the top 8th city in the country where millennials want to live and are growing in our city's population. We're building new houses. We're building new communities. But we will protect, and we will increase, and we will fix our police department the way that it should be. And more importantly, we have the commitment of those who are in our police department to protect and serve the people of this city. I've had to work intimately with this police department, and I know the commitment that these individuals are making. And I do realize that the consent decree is important to the citizens of Baltimore, but so is public safety and protecting people.
There she is.
All right. And we'll call Catherine Peter. Thank you.
Hopefully we can get you on in the future if we need so.
You can invite me anytime. I'm more than willing to come.
Thank you very much.
I picked up the phone and called. So I look forward to future conversations.
Appreciate you coming on, Mayor.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.